Module A. Focus on listening. Exercise 4. You will hear a student called Janet talking on the phone to the manager of a sports centre about a job. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 5. In the exam, you would have 30 seconds to look at the questions. Pause the recording for 30 seconds now. You will see that there is an example which has been done for you. On this occasion only, the conversation relating to this will be played first.
Hello, White Water Sports Centre.
Hello, I wanted to inquire about a job at the centre.
Right, I'll just put you through to the manager.
Hello, Steve Thompson speaking.
The manager's name is Steve Thompson. So Steve Thompson has been written in the space. Now we shall begin. You should answer the questions as you listen, because you will not hear the recording a second time. Listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 5.
Hello, White Water Sports Centre.
Hello, I wanted to inquire about a job at the centre.
Right. I'll just put you through to the manager.
Hello, Steve Thompson speaking.
Hello, my name's Janet Willis. I'm looking for a part-time job and I saw an ad saying that you have some vacancies. I was wondering what sort of people you're looking for.
Well, at present we're looking for a part-time pool attendant. I don't know if you're interested in that.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Okay. Well, have you done this sort of job before?
Oh, yes. I've spent the last 3 summers working for children's summer camps, so I did a lot of pool supervision. And I'm actually a sports student. Water sports is my special area.
Okay. Well, no need to ask if you can swim, then.
No, I'm certainly not afraid of the water. So what does the job at the pool involve?
You'd mainly be responsible for supervising the swimmers. We have to watch them all the time, obviously, in case of accidents. So you'd have regular shifts there.
Okay.
Then, as well as that, you'd have to look after the equipment that's used by the beginners' classes.
Right. And would I be involved in teaching them at all? I'd be quite interested in that.
Well, they have their own instructor, so that's not really part of the job. The attendance job does involve taking regular water quality tests, but you wouldn't be involved in cleaning the pool or anything like that.
Okay. And the ad said you wanted someone just twice a week?
Yes, that's right.
Can I choose which days?
Well, if you'd rung up earlier, you could have done, but I'm afraid it's got to be Mondays and Wednesdays. We got someone for Tuesdays and Thursdays, and the weekends are already fully staffed. Is that going to be a problem for you?
No, that should be all right. And the ad said it was evening work, right?
Yeah, you start at 6, and the pool closes at 9:30, but you wouldn't get away until 10, by the time you've checked the lockers and changing rooms.
Fine.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 6 to 10. In the exam, you would have 20 seconds to look at the questions. Pause the recording for 20 seconds now. Now listen and answer questions 6 to 10.
And how much do you pay?
The basic hourly rate is $15, but it would go up to $19 for someone with the right qualifications.
Well, I've got life-saving certificates and first aid qualifications.
Oh. With that and your experience, you'd probably get the maximum rate then. Obviously, you'd have to come along for an interview if you're interested.
Oh, it sounds just the job I'm looking for. Shall we fix a time for the interview now?
Okay. It's Janet, isn't it?
Yep, Janet Willis.
How about Friday morning, Janet? Around 11?
Oh, sorry. I have lectures, but I could make the afternoon.
2 p.m?
Fine. And can I just check on where you are? Is it Findon Avenue?
No, it's 23 to 27 Farndon Avenue. That's F-A-R-N-D-O-N. It's off Eastgate.
Eastgate. Fine. I'll look forward to meeting you then.
Okay. So if you need to phone me before then, you can get through to me directly on 053... 210.
Is there anything I need to bring along to the interview?
Well, you do need to fill in an application form. I'll put one in the post for you, so you can fill that in and bring it along.
You don't want me to post it back to you?
No. Just remember to bring it along with you.
What about references? Should I bring any?
Nah, but do have your certificates with you when you come. We need to see those.
Great. Thanks very much, then. I'll see you on Friday. Bye.
Bye.